few things about Rosh Hashanah, continuing from the Sefer Paradis Yosef, a few topics, short topics. Okay, people are asking, what about sleep? Are you allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah? Are you allowed to take a nap on Rosh Hashanah? So the minig is yes. Minig oiker halacha. Minig oiker halacha. Now, what are the reasons why a person should not sleep? So it's very interesting. So the common reason is mazel, because a person is sleeping, so he's not conscious, and his mazel, is not active. And in Shemayim, they're deliberating: should we do this? Do this? This? If you're awake, somehow, I don't know how this works, you are strengthening your mazel. You're having influence over the pamalia shalmaila. And when there is a dilemma, it will tip the scale, things will go in your favor. Okay, that's one time. That's a more mystical time. Yeah. The only more practical time I saw, this resonates with me a lot more, is because shash, you may have a bad dream. A person takes a nap, and you'll have a bad dream. And the bad dream will shake you up. It will put you in a frame of mind that's not good, and you're not going to be able to get through the day in a proper frame of mind. And it's very critical that you have a good mincha, and you do mitzvahs, you do things, you do the Ritzoyin Hashem on the Yom HaDin, and if you're in a bad mood, you're setting yourself up for problems. So going taking a nap, it doesn't just mean a bad dream, it means you go to sleep, we all know that. When you go to sleep, sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You wake up, it's not the same for various reasons. A third time of not taking a nap, going to sleep, is okay. This is more really similar to the mazels. When a person goes to sleep, part of his neshama goes lamala. The sleeping 1/60th sleeping is considered to be 1/60th of death. So if a person is giving over part of his neshama lemisa, it's not a good idea, because mi yichye mi yomus. You don't want to give them any ideas in Shemayim. Okay, so it's not a matter of mazel. It's a matter of actually you bring a darg of misa upon yourself by going to sleep. So three different mahalchim, why not to sleep? Again, either it's because of mazel, it's because of frame of mind, it may cause a bad dream. And number three, it's because it's a chelik of misa going to sleep. And there's a fourth reason. What's the fourth reason? Is you're not allowed to sleep the whole year more than neshima sus, a horse, which means a half an hour. There's a halacha that me'ikar hadin, it is forbidden for a person to go to sleep during the day, during the year, any day of the year, more than a half an hour. Sometimes even less, it's even 18 minutes. Halacha lemais, are we makbid on this? No, we're not makbid on this. Now let me give you an example. During the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, many people are not makbid on pas palter, chol of stam. Let's say certainly pas palter. We're not makbid on this. You want to eat Stella Doro, okay? Entenmann's, Stella Doro, whatever you want to eat, Drake's, whatever you want. That's both chol. That's pas palter and chol of stam. So let's say Entenmann's also saying, so you want to eat these things because they hate. The Shulchan Aruch pas palter is mutter. There's an Indian to eat only pas Yisrael. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, things that the whole year round that you don't makbid on. It's a good idea during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah to be makbid on. You should be makbid during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. You should have higher standards. It's the same thing. Going to sleep, Me'ikar HaDin, is also the whole year round. It's whatever the problems are. It creates an attitude of being lazy. It creates an attitude of not... understanding what the purpose of life is, to be omel in avodas Hashem the whole year round. Are we on a madrega to be makbid on this? No. People take a nap on Shabbos for sure during the weekday. Not everyone has time. Depends what you do, whatever the situation is. We're not makbid on this. You don't see people be makbid. But during Rosh Hashanah, at least during Rosh Hashanah, you should follow strict code. Follow what it says, Shulchan Aruch, be makbid on things that you would not ordinarily be makbid on. Okay, that's the fourth time as to why not take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. Halacha lemaisa, the Arizal says, and the Arizal himself, they said, took a nap after Chatzos. The din only goes until Chatzos, so after 1 o'clock, you can go take a nap. Many say, listen, don't get carried away. What Arizal was able to accomplish when he went to sleep in his mind, the average person can't accomplish when he's awake in 1,000 years. So don't learn from the Arizal, because the Arizal after Chatzis, he went to sleep. It's not a riot that we can go to sleep after Chatzis. Nevertheless, many people take it very literally. The Arizal says you can go to sleep after Chatzis, so Gesundheit, go to sleep after Chatzis, so that will make you happy. It's not necessarily an issue after Chatzis.
Others say that if you daven kavasikin, you can go to sleep.
Why?
It's only those that daven late.
What's the difference?
That's what I saw written.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't see that. It's an interesting idea. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this person who wrote the Paradise Yosef, he sent a lot of letters to Rav Chaim about going to sleep, and he asked him, so he basically, Rav Chaim, he has a lot of coolness. First of all, the only prohibition he says is to go to sleep. If you happen to fall asleep, no harm done. No harm done. So if you want to set yourself up to accidentally, you can sit down on the couch. I'm not going to go to bed. Now to go to your bed and lie down, put on your pajamas. But you have a nice reclining chair. Sitting down on the chair after that, coming from davening, I'm sitting down on the chair. It just might happen. I might fall asleep.
After you eat a big
lunch. Chaim Kanievsky says there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The prohibition is to go to sleep. To fall asleep. Going to sleep means you lie down. He says going means you go into your bed, you lie down, you take off your clothing, you lie down. Your intention is sleep. But if you're just sitting around on a chair and it's just going to happen merely, you know, you're on a reclining chair and you're reading something, whatever it is, after you had a nice meal, which puts you to sleep, and after having a long davening with a lot of the kavana, and you happen to doze off, absolutely nothing wrong. There's no guilt. No guilt, no problem. He writes that is not an issue whatsoever. Also, he says another true, incredible leniency. You can have kavana to go to sleep just by putting your head down on the table. In other words, let's say you're in shul during the break. I see people do this. They go like this, and they put their head down on the table. The minhag is only not to go lie down in your bed. But if you go and you even have kavana to take a nap by putting your head down on the table, on your arms, whatever it is, in the sitting position. What? Okay, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Okay. That's what they say. They say in the manuals, and if you accidentally fall asleep and you're embarrassed, and you're in the public place and you fall asleep embarrassed, and you wake up, all you gotta do is say, Amen. No one's gonna accuse you. They thought you were praying, right? Ooh, you're snoring, then you're in trouble. Then there's no advent. Okay. So now also the other thing that the Mishnah Berurah says is that there are different ways to go to sleep. There's being awake, and the Mishnah Berurah's words are Yoishev Batel Ki Yoshein Dami. If you just sit around, do nothing, that's also called going to sleep. So after you finish davening and you have a meal, if you Yoishev Batel, I'm a tzaddik, I'm not going to go to sleep. I want to keep my mazel nice and firm. But you yoishev batel, you sit around schmoozing, nonsense, narishkeit, that's equivalent to sleeping. The goal on Rosh Hashanah is to be busy. Go to tashlich, be mevaker chole, to learn something, go to a shir. The purpose of Rosh Hashanah is not to be a yoishev batel. That's the goal. Sleep is lav dafka, lying down in your bed. It's doing absolutely nothing, nothing of importance. Okay, let's skip around. We're running out of time. Let's talk about Avinu Malkin, one of my favorite topics. Avinu Malkin. Yeah, I saw a lot of new things this year in Avinu Malkin. The Paris Yosef will say some old things, some new things. Avinu on Rosh Hashanah this year, it's not Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Shabbos, correct? So this year, we're not going to say Avinu Malkin on Yom Kippur, except for Ne'ilah. But in Rosh Hashanah, we have a full dosage of Avinu Malkin during the Aseret Yetzirah. So he has here in the party, he says some new things, some nice things about Avinu Malkin. First question, we always, a little bit of a joke, but we always start off. How many Avinu Malkinus are there?
One.
One Avinu Malkin. Very good. You'll know one. But in the Siddur, how many lines are there? 44. Four. What are you, Machlekes?
Depends on the sheet.
No. Yeah?
Yeah, they don't say they don't say
Chatadu Lefanecha. On Rosh Hashanah. Interesting, okay. You don't say Chatadu Lefanecha on Rosh Hashanah. Because then, yeah, okay, very good. But generally, there are four, there are 44. Why? What is the significance of 44? So we always, I think, Rav David Cohen, Rav Gulyavetzias, and he says there are 44 hazos, corresponds to the 44 times you sprinkle the blood on Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol does the avodah Yom Kippur, how many times does he apply blood? 44 times. There's the dam hapar and the dam hasoir. How many applications are there? 32. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. How many times? Four times. Dam hapar, dam hasoir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dam hapar, dam hasoir outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim k'neged the pareches. So that's 8 times 4 is 32. What do you do with the blood then? You mix the blood together. And what do you do then? You sprinkle on the top of the mizbeach hapinimi. How many times? 7 times. That is 39. Then what do? You take, you dip your finger in, you apply the blood to the four corners of the mizbeach hapinimi. That's 43. What do you do with the leftover blood? You pour it on the yisoid of the mizbeach hachitzain. So the Dama Par, Dama Sohir, Ayim HaKippurim, there are 44 applications of blood. Memela corresponding, and that is the Kapara for Kvali Yisrael, Memela. Memela, that's why we have 44 Avidim Al-Kenim. This is Rav David Cohen. Now, another idea, why 44?
Dam,
44, very good, very good. Gematria of Dam, you misspell for your blood. Excellent, excellent, I know that, very good. Another idea, why 44? 44 corresponds to the Kesher Shel Tfilin. Okay, there was a minute, we don't do this, most of us in Ashkenazim used to have a double dalet. On the Kesher Shel Tfilin, most Ashkenazim have a single dalet, but some people have a double dalet. What's a double dalet look like? A mem. A double dalet looks like a mem. You put it on the Kesher Shel Tfilin, it's two dalets, one on top of the other, which looks like a mem. A mem is 40. But what is the double dalet, what is the mem corresponding to? Shakai, the Dalet, which is Dalet. So it represents Mem and also represents Dalet. That Mem and Dalet is 44. 44. What is the Keshel Tfilin? That is Hine Mokoim Iti. Moshe said to Hashem, Hareini no es kivoidecha. I want to be with you. Show me your Mokma. Hashem says, Lo yirani ha'odam b'chai. Man cannot see the closest a human being can come to the Ribbono Shel Olam is. I'm going to put you b'nikvas hatzur in the cleft of the rock, v'hoya b'avor, and I'm going to pass over, and you'll see v'ro'isa es achorai ufonai lo yeiro'u. What does Rashi say? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show Moshe Rabbeinu? My back, the Kesher Shel Tfilin. This was when Moshe was where? This was hine, all captured in Hashem's expression, hine mokoim iti. There's a place that you, a human being, can connect to me. You're going to connect to me in the Nikvas HaTzur by seeing the Kesher Shel Tfilin. The Kesher Shel Tfilin is a Mem and a Dalet. It's a Mem because it's in the Tzur of a Mem, and it's the Ois Dalet, which is Shakai Shin Dalet Yud. Those two together are the number 44. When you're saying Avinu Malkeinu, what are we trying to do? We're trying to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam with the number 44. Okay, another idea. Avinu Malkeinu, who are Avinu Malkeinu? Who is very important to know? Who is the Mechaber? Who is the Mechaber of the Nusach Avinu Malkeinu? Not necessarily every single line. Rabbi Akiva, he is the one who invented this combo of Avinu Malkeinu. There's a story where I think it was Rabbi Eliezer, if I'm not mistaken, he was the Yerel of Nehateva, and he davened. And in Kol Ve'Einoyne, Hashem did not answer, did not begin to rain. And they were screaming and crying and nothing doing. And then Rabbi Akiva, he got up to Davin, and he said, Avinu Malkeinu, just one Avinu Malkeinu, whatever it was, immediately they were answered. So they made a comment, I remember Rabbi Eliezer, it's not because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer, if I'm not mistaken. And the Gemara goes on, it's because Rabbi Akiva is Mavir al Midoisav. The reason why Rabbi Akiva was able to succeed, Avinu Malkeinu is Mavir, the most beautiful Midah. The Midah, that's the mother of all Midas, encompasses all the Midas, Tavas, Bechalter, and Kula, is the ability to be Mavir al Midoisav. In this world, it's not fair. Okay, it's not a fair world. It's a mitzias. I even heard Trump say that once. He was giving mussar. It's not this world that we live in. It's not fair. The people that have things that they don't deserve, or the people that deserve things, and they have them, and they don't have them. Tzadik v'raloi, rasha v'toivloi. And it's only human nature to feel that you're entitled. For a person to be ma'aver al midoisav, someone gets you angry, someone does something harm to you, and you don't go and punish them, you don't go crazy, you don't go to, you know how to handle yourself, this speaks volumes. And this is the midah of Rabbi Akiva, and that's why he was answered. So when you say Avinu Malkeinu, what you're really doing is, you're really coming back to that Gemara. The most important thing to think about is not the translation of the words. The most important thing to think about when you recite Avinu Malkeinu is, it's a polite reminder, the only reason Rabbi Akiva was answered with Avinu Malkeinu relative to the other Gedolei Yisrael was because he was Mavel Midaisav. And if we want to succeed in convincing Hashem that He should be Maver al Midas, and Rachmanis upon us, we have to also be Maver on our own Midas. Okay, next idea. Avinu Malkeinu, question. Is a father allowed to be Meichel on his covet? Of course. Father brought you into this world, so he's responsible, so it's his effort, his toil. So a father is an Av. Shemochel al Kavod Kavod Machel. Is a Melech. Is a king allowed to be meichel on his covet? You rebel against the king, and you tell the king, "Listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you." Is a melech allowed to be meichel? No such thing. Soim tasim olecha melech. It's not his to be meichel. The office of the malchus is not for the melech to be meichel. Unbelievable thing. We live in a world that we can't relate to that. Okay, because today there's no respect for authority. Today we live in a world where freedom of speech, you can say things that are just unbelievable in public. What?
The president can pardon.
Whatever this all means. So we live in a world that's hard really to relate to what Malchus really is all about. The real Malchus, people, Europeans, people who came, who survived the war, and knew what it meant, pachat, and knew what it meant to live with dictators and governments that were corrupt, and shagayim, they knew what it meant, Malchus. They knew the pachat, what it means, don't play around. There's no such thing. There's no. It's not a game. We Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. We don't know what that means, because we live in a country. Baruch Hashem, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. V'chulu. Any event, a king cannot be meichel on his covet. Question: what happens if the king is your father? If he's my father, I can be meichel. If he's the king, he can't be meichel. What happens if the melech is my father? Okay, my father's the king. And I insult my father, not mid my father, I do something to my father mid in the melech. I'm not respectful. The king's child is mevaza the king beravin. So can be is mevaza in a public, in a public ceremony, in a ceremony of malchus. Okay, the king, his entourage is coming down the street, and all of the citizens are saluting, and the son doesn't want to salute. The son wants to kneel. Okay, the son doesn't want to stand and put his right arm on his heart when they sing the national anthem. The son wants to kneel and make a statement against his father. So, because the father have the right to be meichel, so mitzad echad it's his father. And the father can, but mitzad shen he's the melech. A melech can't. And here he insulted the mitzad the melech. So shockingly, some want to say, if the king is your father, the din av is so incorporated into it's so powerful, a melech can be meichel his son even midin the insults that were done midin melech. That's the halacha. A melech Yisrael, you have to know what halacha, you look in the Rambam in this idea, but a melech Yisrael has a child and the child insulted his father, not midin the malchus, the melech can be meichel his child, because soif kol soif, the melech is also a father. And the din, the lundus of the av, overpowers the din of the melech, and he can be meichel. That's exactly what we're trying to do on Rosh Hashanah. Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Hashem is the melech. There's no mechila. We're done. We're toast. There's nothing we can possibly do. And Yemei Hadin. Hashem is the melech. There's no mechila. But Ribbono Shel Olam, He also our Father. Avinu Malkeinu. Oh. We're adding the ingredient of Avinu into Malkeinu. Ribbono Shel Olam, you can be meichel us afilu b'din melech. you can be meichel us because you're also avinu.
It's the same thing in kibbalim and kabbadim.
Right, same idea. But here's how these two are coming together. We're adding avinu into the malkeinu in order that the lechila can be even midin malkeinu. Okay. What else? Let's go. Okay, another quick idea. Okay, this I always tell you. Just running quick. There are five kasvenus besefer. What are the five svarim? Chamishay chum. This is my favorite lach. Chamishay chum shay Torah. Kasvenim sefer chayim toivim is chumish bereshis. Chumish bereshis is creation, life, Adam Rishon. Kasvenim sefer geula of Yeshua, sefer Shemos, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kasvenim sefer parnasa v'chalkala, that's Vayikra. Vayikra is all about korbanos. Korbanos to korbanos tefillah. Tefillah, korbanos are synonymous. To be korbanos, to be mespalat Hashem, we have parnasa v'chalkala. Sefer zechuyos is chumish vayikra. Why? The Sefer Bamidbar is the Pekudim. The Pekudim, we count our avos, our forefathers. Our greatest merits are the merits of our forefathers. The Pekudim, our ancestors, who were counted one by one in Chumash Bamidbar, and the Sefer Selicha U'Mechila is Chumash Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Chumash, was begging Hashem 515 tefillos to forgive him for the Meha Meriva in order to allow him to enter into Eretz Yisrael. About Kosh of Slichu Mechila, there's even more ideas, but it's also Slich Klal Yisrael, Tshuva process, all the Tshuvar and Par Chumash Devarim. So when you mispalil, you want to have Kosvenu B'Sefer, the five books, you want to have a Chelek V'Sein Chalkenu B'Soira Secha. You want to have a Chelek in the Chamishay Chumshay Torah. Okay, another idea, there's a minig, and the minig is to say, let me find the exact words. We're running out of time, so two more short things. Let me find the Vimalkenu. One moment, please. After Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, Avinu Malkenu. No al tishivenu ekam milafonach. What's the word no? One na, how many days are there from the beginning of Elul until Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres till the end of Yom Tov, 51. So therefore, na means al Avinu Malkeinu. What was the nusach again? Na al Tishbeinu, the avoida of na, on Hashem Oshia na, Hatzlicha na. The Mei Harachamim are Elul through Shmini Atzeres, through Shad Rabbah, whatever, it depends, but there are 51 days in the season. There are 51 days from Elul till the end of Shmini Atzeres in the Zuchus of the Avoid of these days, when Mavakesh Na. I never saw this. Some have a minute to say the word Toiv twice. Where does it say Toiv? It says Avinu Malkeinu Zochreinu Bezikar. Do you ever hear this before? Zochreinu Bezikaroin Toiv Lefonecha. He cites the minog to say Zochreinu Bezikaroin Toiv Lefonecha. To say the word Toiv twice. I was shocked to hear such a minog. There's such a minog. Why? I don't know. He says because not only should it be Toiv, you should see it. Sometimes things are good in life. Things are good in life. Good, a good Yom Tov. Ah, very interesting. So what does the Taka mean over there? A good Yom Tov. Taka, what does it mean? It's a good Kasha. So he explains it to me, and it doesn't really explain why, is that everything is good for you.
Right.
Everything in life is good. But that's not what we want. We want that we should see that it's good. We want to be able to appreciate that we should appreciate that it's good. Everything, of course, is far better. It's far better. But it's painful. It should be Toiv Toiv. It should be a good sweet, it shouldn't just be toiv. Very good. Okay. So you say toiv toiv lifonecha. Okay. Another quick idea. The Mishnah Berurah is a very interesting idea. We say the nusach of imakenu mechei v'haver pishoenu v'chatoisenu minegin enecha. Did you know that the Mishnah Berurah says this is a mistake? You're supposed to say in the reverse order. I should know that. I never knew that. You're supposed to mechei v'haver chatoisenu pishoenu. Because a pesha is mezid and a chet is shaygeg, and it's always the order, the standard is always, you always start the lower and then the greater. So you're supposed to first say chet and then say pesha. Obviously, it's not the minig. You never saw anyone do this, but that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, another thing we mevakesh in the Avinu Malkeinu to silence to silence two different types of silencing. One is Kale called Tsar Mastin Mealenu, and then we say Sison Pios Mastininu Mekatrigenu. Question is, why one type of enemy do we want them to obliterate? Kale means obliterate them. The second enemy, we don't want to obliterate them. We just say silence them, be quiet. So what does that mean? So he says there are two different types of enemies. There's the enemies, your own enemy, yourself. A person is your own enemy. Your own enemy. So yourself you don't want to obliterate. You just want to silence. Kali called Tsari externals. There are two types of Makatrigim. There are Makatrigim that are coming to us from outside sources. And then there are the Makatrigim which we bring upon ourselves. Problems we make for ourselves. No, we have no one to blame but ourselves. So when it comes to external things, when it comes to problems that are external, we say obliterate them. But when it comes to our own problems, we don't want to obliterate ourselves. We're the source of our own problems. So we just, the problems that we made, the problems that we brought about upon ourselves should be silenced. But we should still remain intact. You want to silence the messenger, kill the messenger. There's no more messenger. If we'll kill ourselves, there's no more self. So we want, it's a very profound idea, dealing two different types of problems that we bring upon ourselves. Next question, can you say Avinu Malkeinu sitting or standing? You're supposed to say Pahakpada Gemura standing. Why standing? Because many of the whole, we are going in there now, the entire Avinu Malkeinu was structured around the Shmona Esrei. There's almost one line corresponding to the 13 brachos of the Shmona Esrei, and just like the Shmona Esrei, you say standing, you're supposed to say the Avinu Malkeinu standing, not sitting. Even though you may sit for the rest of the time, you should exert yourself to stand. Can you say it be a chidus? Can you say if you're saying it alone, you're going home, let's say that you're alone? Absolutely. There's no reason why you cannot say Avinu Malkeinu. All the places will say this. People make a mistake and they think that if you're davening the Yechidus, so there's no need to say Avinu Malkeinu. That is not correct. There's no reason why you can't say Avinu Malkeinu when you are davening the Yechidus.
Why do you open your own Kli?
Minag Yisrael. So it's a minag, I guess, for inspiration. That's not why you stand. Just because you're in the Kli is not a reason why you have to stand. Okay, let me just say that we'll leave anything about the Malkeinu. I know there's more things, but let me just see. We'll leave it with that for now. Have a wonderful day.